Hello again, nerds. Did you miss me? So we are jumping into the off season slightly differently. So the original plan was rumor episodes from now until through January sometime. That is not exactly the case. This is going to be a suggestion video. This is a Nerdy Suggests, being as we are going into the holiday season and all of that. Kind of felt appropriate, also didn't have time for research. So all of that being said, we do still have shout-outs to get out of the way, and actually a significant amount of shout-outs to get out of the way. So if you, once again, want your very own shout-out right here, there are a number of ways to get it. The biggest one is going to be subscribe and follow on any of the social media outlets or, you know, wherever you find the Nerdy Ninja and my face, then subscribe or follow there. That is what earns you a shout out. Or if you contribute to a story, once we get back into regular episodes, or even the rumors episode, if you contribute to the rumors, then I will definitely give you a shout out in whatever section you have contributed to. So there is that. Or, start a conversation on the social media platform and I'll probably throw you a shout out. I've done that a number of times. So, all of that being said, let's get to the actual calling of the names for the shorts. This is probably going to be cut into a number of different short pieces because, like I said, there's quite a few of these guys. So, starting with the TikToks, because that is the biggest section for shoutouts, we have Oscar King 291, Popsian NA Top Tapuvux. I apologize. Thank you very much, nerds, for the follower. We have Helter underscore Skelter underscore underscore. I dig the name. We have Polish Poland 1, Ricardo. Ricardo Badasnevs 92. Thank you, nerd, for the follow. We have Christopher Kelly 28, Chris 17 underscore 3, Ninja Bob 18. I actually have a character in a story I'm working on called Ninja Bob. That's very funny. All right, so just someone underscore I underscore guess. We have Stephanie Investment. I'm pretty sure you're a bot. John Lee Watson 1, Lila Lott 17, Maven Pal, D-Man PK, G-Man underscore the God 1, ABZABZB1. Thank you, nerds, for the follow. We have Gold Baller 24, Giovanni Leone 777, Fabian 3150, another randomly generated number, Aiden Ahankins, Ark Army, oh man, some of these screen names, guys. Ark Armin Myat 96, Liang Zhao 126, Johanna Scotty, I think that also is a bot, unfortunately. What is it with the TikTok and the bots and the whatever? We're just gonna keep going. The only one, Nate Dog, I dig it. Little Kong 07, Stella underscore Wise Oz K24. Thank you, nerds, for the follow. HG 940 Yeet. Thank you for the follow. Kim Zoo 83 and CBC VIR TV 72. Those are all of the TikTok follows. Thank you very much, TikTok nerds, for coming to Generally Nerdy for all of your pop culture nerd news. We have a couple of new follows on the Instagram as well. Instagram are as follows: Jessica underscore 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 Ashley. I got that backwards. Ashley underscore 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 Jessica. D Calhoun 2932. Thank you, nerds, very much for the follow. We have a new follower on the Twitter. Actually, I have done an episode with this person. Well, with one of the two people that is behind this Twitter account. And that is the What's Wrong With You podcast. If you tuned into the Halloween episode, then he was one of the guys, or one of those guys is from the What's Wrong With You podcast. So thank you very much, guys, for the follow. YouTube, we have a couple of new followers there. Some on the main channel, some on the Clips channel. If you are not following both, then you probably should, because it's a little bit of different content between the two of them. So on YouTube, we have Hiko Jasper, Bobby Bobby 42. 201, Exist, and Travis Mitchell. Thank you very much, nerds, for the follow. And then Facebook, like I said, I figured out how to see when somebody follows the Facebook. We have a couple of Facebook follows to call out. These are going to be difficult names. I am apologizing in advance. Thabizo Shozi, Chan Chi Kang, and Nijam Lascar. Thank you very much, nerds, for the follows. So now that we have the follows out of the way, we got a little bit of the housekeeping, the update as to where everything lies. This is going to be a Universal episode, so you might be hearing some things you don't normally hear if you are on one of these syndicated outlets. So if you are curious as to the regular news coverage that is in these areas, then check out the YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. If you want to digest this in smaller pieces, all of this information usually finds its way up onto the Nerd News Clips channel, which is where I post the shorter clips, things, and stuff, and all of the jazz and the hey. So all of that being said, let's get into the recommendations. Now, these recommendations are going to be for either if you are curious as to some new content you have yet to digest, then that is what this is going to be for. Or if you're just looking for gift ideas for a nerd in your life, then by all means, take these recommendations wholeheartedly. Let's start things off. Also, keep in mind that not all of these recommendations are going to be new, because not everything new is good, as to quote Corey Taylor, or to paraphrase Corey Taylor, I guess I should say. So starting things off in music, this one actually has a little bit of a story behind it, because I am wearing a different hat for this episode. For those of you who are listening, normally I wear my Mortal Kombat hat. This is an Atreyu beanie, because I just saw Atreyu. It was a birthday present to myself. It was pretty freaking awesome. We'll be doing a write-up on that show here shortly on the website, generallynerdy.net. So Atreyu's new record is Baptize. It is the first record without their one-time lead vocalist, Alex, whose last name I have a horrible time pronouncing. It's surprisingly good. For the metalhead in your life who is not one of those big, burly, true metal kind of guys, this new Atreyu Baptized record really is going to be a pretty broad swath that it covers outside of those dudes. So yeah, it's called Baptized. It's honestly fantastic. We've talked about it a number of times on the channel. I actually did some reactions to it as well. If you're interested in checking those out, then again, go check out the main channel. We have another record from another metal band. We have Slaughter to Prevail's new record is a whole lot of fun. I'm going to mispronounce this because it's not in English, but the name of the record is Costolum. It is pretty badass. Mastodon's new record, also fan-freaking-tastic. We have, it's called Hushed and Grim. And then keeping in line with the holidays, a couple fantastic holiday records to check out is first and foremost going to be the John Denver and the Muppets holiday record is called A Christmas Together. That one came out in like 1979. Still amazing today, just the musicianship and the Muppets being the Muppets. It's just awesome. But then we also have Winter Songs by Rob Halford is a great listen. A lot of really fun stuff on there. We Wish You a Metal Axmas is a lot of fun as well. The Chuck Billy Silent Night on there is definitely worth a listen. A lot of really great fun stuff on that. And yeah, that's what we have for music suggestions. Up next, we're talking gaming and tech, and this one's going to take, there's really only one big recommendation here from Generally Nerdy, and if you are a PlayStation fan, then you probably just want to skip forward to this because this is a Halo recommendation. So, the Halo recommendation is going to be Infinite, but kind of sort of just the multiplayer. So, there has been a lot of controversy around the Halo multiplayer over the last couple of weeks. I'm not really going to buy into much of that. Yes, I am going to acknowledge that the pay system for the free-to-play multiplayer kind of sucks. But the beautiful thing about that is you don't have to buy in. You don't have to get all of these cosmetics. You don't have to do anything because none of the things that you can pay money for affect the gameplay, at least not yet. Hopefully it will stay that way. Though I do anticipate there's going to be some sort of interaction between the campaign, which you do have to pay the $60 for, and the multiplayer, which is free to play. But the multiplayer is absolutely solid. This is probably my favorite Halo since Halo 2. Not even lying. No hyperbole there at all. I feel like this is a stronger multiplayer experience than what we got in Halo 3. This is the fully realized version of the multiplayer experience that Bungie wanted for Halo 3 in my eyes. So that is where I stand on that. Absolutely solid gameplay. The monetization stuff really sucks, but we've already addressed that. So, moving right along, we're going over to comic books and books. We do have a new book to recommend in this section, and that is the Animal Castle book. It is out on Ablaze Comics. That is the publisher that put out this book. It is kind of a spiritual successor to Animal Farm from George Orwell. Not a huge fan of the Animal Farm book per se, the lessons that it teaches us, absolutely, and that's kind of what translates the best into this Animal Castle book. So that is definitely worth a read. As far as just classic books, really, you can't go wrong. Again, this is purchasing. You can't go wrong with The Watchmen. You can't go wrong with the very first Old Man Logan comic, because the other ones are a little more divisive, but the very first one as a single story is fantastic. And then also Batman Death of the Family, Death in the Family is great as well, but something slightly more recent to comic book readers who aren't necessarily super deep in the lore just yet. Death of the Family is a great jump on point with the Scott Snyder Joker. I'm a big fan, but that's what we got for recommendations on comic books. Next, let's jump into TV streaming. We have some not super nerdy stuff on the TV streaming side. We do have Yellowstone. The current and final season of Yellowstone is going super, super well. If you are not watching that, you owe it to yourself. This is just quality television right here. We also have Hawkeye is doing wonderful things over on Disney Plus. Go check that out. There is a lot of bigger implications in this series that we are going to be digesting over the next few months. So let's start your baseline there. Ghosts is a really fun series for the more supernatural nerds out there. There are two seasons of the British version of this show, which I honestly can't remember where it streams right now. Amazon, I believe. And then there is also an American version that has one season, which is currently streaming on Pluto. If you can find the DVDs, it's worth a watch. Absolutely. If you can find where it's streaming even. Definitely both versions are worth a watch. The British version's a little stronger, but the American version holds its own for sure. And then our final TV streaming recommendation is going to be for the show Succession over on HBO Max. Wow, this is quality writing. The actors sometimes, let's just say, not the greatest, but by and large, this is a great show for watching. Very well written. Kieran Culkin is easily the greatest thing about this. So if you really like just really dry and very direct humor, this is probably going to be right up your alley. So let's move into the final bit, and that is movies. Let's get into this one. All right, so we have The Matrix. Matrix Resurrections is going to be out in theaters later this month. Absolutely, you should be getting your tickets now for that, because with all of the rumors and the leaks, that leaked script, with everything we've seen so far, because they just released a new trailer for this movie, that leaked script looks like it's actually going to be legit. I feel like I gave it a pretty low likelihood when we talked about it, when we addressed it in the rumors section, but yeah, no, so far it looks like a lot, if not all of that, has kind of been confirmed. We'll get into that in a whole other episode, but Resurrections, and then Matrix Awakens is a new game experience something, MMO maybe, on the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series consoles that looks like it's going to be well worth a look. We're going to get our first official full-length trailer for that game during the Game Awards, which should be airing later tonight as you're watching or listening to this. So, that being said, another new movie coming out is Nightmare Alley. Guillermo del Toro is one of the last auteurs and probably the nerdiest, not gonna lie. So absolutely gonna be worth a look if you are into noir style movies or just Guillermo del Toro. That's gonna be right up your alley either way. And then as far as like other things that, again, we're talking purchases for the nerdy one in your life, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, and then let's talk Christmas movies. We've got Christmas Vacation, always a classic, Scrooged, probably my personal favorite Christmas movie. That is always good. I mean, Bill Murray, come on now. But then new Christmas movies, 8-Bit Christmas on HBO Max is absolutely worth a watch. I don't know if or when they're going to be releasing a physical version of 8-Bit Christmas, so I don't know how giftable that is going to be, but whew, if you can figure out a way to watch that movie, it's a lot of fun. It's not the greatest Christmas movie ever, but think a very toned-down, kid-friendly version of The Princess Bride meets A Christmas Story, and you have a pretty good idea with a really heartstrings kind of pulling ending that just kind of surprises you how poignant it can be. It's a lot of fun. Definitely worth a watch. That's what we've got for this episode. Again, Nerdy recommends. We will be back next week with a rumors episode, so tune in then. I will see you later, nerds. Before we head out, always, always remember that if it's generally nerdy, it's probably here.